This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, I am Mikko.
And my name is Perttu, and we are from Finland and from the wicked band Apocalyptica.
Yes, and you're coming up next with the best music and a lot more on this edition of JBTV, exclusively here for you.
Are you ready for a great classic podcast?
JBTV, the respected name in music TV.
These are podcasts that no one has heard in many years. This is the JBTV podcast series, The Classics.
JBTV.
Welcome to JBTV.
Thank you.
Hey, how are you?
Welcome to JBTV.
Thank you.
Yeah. Apple what?
Yeah, we're really used for it.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you have a strange name, but your music is amazing.
Even stranger music.
Oh, no. It's the best. It is the absolute best. We are so happy to hear you guys and that you're here in Chicago. And, you know, so how's it been?
Rainy. We just came overnight here and it's been nice. We 2 days ago we flew from Finland here. Mm-hmm. We were touring in Europe doing festivals during the summer, and now back here in the States. Mm-hmm. Doing some 30 shows still on this year. So
30 shows?
Yeah, this year some 30 more. 20 now and 35.
Yeah, wow, 35, yeah. That's a lot of shows. That's like
yeah. On top of that, we do some 10 shows in the UK. We go in Japan in between.
Now you know it's damp weather out. Now how does it affect your instruments traveling all around like this? Because you know a lot of bands have stuff that it's just like tap tubes and.
Actually, our instruments they don't stand the weather basically at all, especially the bows, because we need the rosin to get a grip for the playing, and if it's wet. Basically, the playing is impossible, so we definitely keep the fingers crossed that we are able to make the show today, because otherwise it would be a pity to be in Chicago, which is the rocking town for Apocalyptica, actually. Mm-hmm. We get highest success at the moment in years.
Well, that's because a lot of radio stations and, of course, JBTV has been playing your video, which is amazing. Now, what are you doing for guest singers on the tour?
Well, at the moment, we are having Torin Green from band Fuel. Mm-hmm. He's touring with us, and it's a great time with him. He's a great singer, and he's doing all the vocal parts needed.
Because you have this is a great concept, because you got all this amazing music underneath. You don't have to worry about, let's see, who are we going to have sing with us this time, you know?
It's fun. It's really fun, and I think one thing that keeps band fresh that we can always apply somebody from outside to visit mm-hmm. the concept.
But it's those collaborations, I think, that take the music to another level, you know?
Sure, yeah. We have been always interested in trying new kind of things. And also, as ourselves, we have wanted to renew our skins with every albums. And therefore, it was year 2000 when we first time tried to add mm-hmm. additional vocals to our own material. Of course, we did already some visitings for other bands' records, but it has been really interesting, and I think Apocalyptica album, it's one of the basically only albums where you can hear many different vocalists still, that it's some solid unit, mm-hmm. because there is the band, us, who connects all the different voices, and therefore I find that it's 50 minutes still interesting music, and not, or hopefully, it's not the same as for myself, as a music listener, normally the biggest problem with the albums is that they get boring after a couple of songs
already.
Like, you
hear the one or two cuts, and then it's over. Now, your album, they're all great cuts.
You said it, not us.
Well, I love saying it, so. And it's the truth.
Say it again. Say it to the camera.
The best music in the entire world, because you are global. So where are your biggest markets right now around the world?
U.S.
Yeah? Oh, that's good.
U.S. is growing. It's
Finland? You should be rock stars there.
Nobody's a
Why
prophet.
Is that?
I have no idea.
It's we got bands here in Chicago that are great, yet in Chicago it's nobody cares. But they go to Finland.
Yeah, they are adored, yeah.
And they're treated like rock stars. And you guys are from Finland, and it's well, we're not like rock stars there, but in America.
Actually... The record sales are the biggest naturally in the States at mm-hmm. the moment for us. But of course, the reputation of the band is really high in Finland. But for some reason, we never has been as highly renowned mm-hmm. band, because there is a lot of good bands in
Him
Finland.
Him is from there. Yeah. Lots of good rock bands from there. Children of Bottom, all this.
They don't even consider ourselves as real rock band, which I understand very well.
Well, Finland, you got to realize that in America there are real rock bands. So,
but also Latin America, South America, they are really big markets for us.
Mm-hmm. East Europe, Russia.
Mm-hmm. Japan is starting to grow up now, so.
Isn't it fun going to Japan when you get all the food is wrapped and special, melons are in these special cases? And
I've been to Japan only once, but I really like it, and I love Japan food. Mm-hmm. Just 3 days ago, I made sushi myself.
What did you make?
Not tuna, but the salmon, these nigiris and makis.
The best sushi and the best music on this edition of JBTV, your alternative show from downtown Chicago, from Finland. Yeah. Now I want you to say your name, because you say it so cool.
Yeah, my name is Perttu.
No, the band's name. You say your name as well. Good.
That's okay, because we'll do the open of the show, which I didn't do either. You know,
name is Perttu. I have a little lack of intelligence.
I don't believe that for a minute.
But I do believe.
We are the better half of Apocalyptica. Yeah,
unfortunately. Guess, think about those two who are missing. I am Mikko from Apocalyptica. That's how you say it. Angry. Apocalyptica.
Apocalyptica.
Yeah. Yeah.
Angry. Yeah. But it's such great music, you know. I mean, you could play with any symphony orchestra in the planet, right?
I couldn't. I'm a drummer.
Yes, you could. Because they need to have rock and roll.
Yeah, for sure.
But you know what I mean? The fact that you have all this classical training, you know? I mean, you could be with anybody and play, except for the ones that can't play.
But they have played, actually, almost every one of them has played in symphony orchestras.
Which is cool.
Which is cool, yeah. I would love to do a really monumental, big big something, symphony,
like
at
Radio,
whatever. Yeah.
At Radio City Music Hall. Yeah. 3 nights sold out.
Exactly.
Yes.
And you could do it.
Someday. Now we are still playing Nokia Theater in New York, not Radio City Music Hall. But they are close by, just walking distance. So.
Yeah, same block, good enough.
Almost.
Close enough, yeah. Cool. We'll see some music videos on the show. I think we should start with your... Now, you only have one video, right?
We have actually two.
You have two. So
super secret. Actually, we have quite a plenty, but in States, there is two which are released. Under Jesus, which was the first one. And new video is I Don't Care.
Ooh, so we need to get that one.
You will get that one.
Yeah, so that's coming up on this edition of JBTV. Two great videos, but first, let's see the video that is shot all in black and white. I'm not Jesus.
You are not?
No.
You look like one.
I know. Praise the Lord.
We have met sometimes in festivals in Europe some 4 years ago, 3 years ago. Yeah. Originally, he was touring with Slipknot back then and just briefly met.
Nice, easy listening music.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was like this jazz parties where we met. And then...
It's really easy because it turned out to be that, of course, we are obviously like fans of Slipknot and it's really, really good band. But Corey likes us as well, so it's always really natural then to just bring the two
together.
Yeah,
exactly. Then we just started to talk if it would be possible to do something together, and when we started to rehearse the song, we immediately thought that we should ask him to join us, and he was really willing to do the song, so...
No, you're a real band.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're playing real instruments.
I'm not. I play drums.
Well, what's that, fake instrument?
Yeah, especially nowadays. I have plastic ones. They are really cool looking.
Really?
But it's, yeah, they are plastic.
Yeah. Do you have like MIDI'd up and stuff like
no,
that?
No, no. It's all acoustic, but it's transparent and sort of John Bonham.
Yeah, Mikko's way of thinking of music is that it has to look good, not necessarily to sound good.
Mm-hmm. Especially when you come to the concerts, people listen with their eyes. So.
Yes.
Therefore, he's front of stage, I'm behind, but I have really cool looking drums.
And that's why I'm behind the camera most of the time shooting concerts. Well, stay tuned. We have a lot more music. This is JBTV from downtown Chicago. So more music, other bands you like to see on the show?
Here?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I would like to see Slipknot's new video.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here it is right now.
Oh, wow.
See, we got the Slipknot connection with your band. It's a theme show.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I edit it all later, so you have to sit through.
Yeah, but now it comes.
Yeah. Wasn't that a great video?
That was fantastic.
Slipknot.
It was really, it went by like in a second. It felt like it. Yeah. Uh-huh. But it's a good video.
Well, American television, we're just fast.
Yeah, incredibly fast. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I try to be at least.
That's what my girlfriends always say to me. You are fast. I know.
Well, you have a lot to do. You know?
Exactly.
You're on a tour. You got, what is it, 30 shows to do in the next?
Still this year, some in total 40 this year.
40? Yeah. Wow.
Then we have holidays.
Yeah. Now you're working on a new album soon, or?
Not yet. I think next fall we start to record and stuff like that. So
have you been writing stuff on the road? Or?
Not actually, because we have been basically, this Worlds Collide album was released in 1 year ago already in Europe. And ever since that, we have played maybe 150 gigs. And yeah, it has been so intensive touring that there is no space and time for relaxing. And basically the composing a little bit needs the time.
Because that's the problem, I think, you know, when you like do these great tours and have all this stuff, then you got only a little window to get all the other things together, you know.
That's true, yeah.
You know, so, but I think you can handle it.
Sometimes. Yeah. Better, sometimes worse.
So have you worked on any movie soundtracks yet, or?
We have had some songs, like, as a title tracks or stuff like that, but not a specific soundtrack, I think.
Yeah, I mean, listening to your music, you could score an entire film.
That would be really cool to do one day. Yeah. Absolutely.
Maybe your own film, because you have good. I think a little movie action here. You got your own soundtrack already. In the process.
And he looks.
It would tell about a really wild rock band on tour. Our German tour manager has always said that we are absolutely the most boring band he ever toured with, and therefore he loves us. But you know.
No TVs out of hotel windows.
No, nothing.
No drug overdoses.
Not anymore.
Even a can of beer would be sort of like excitement. So it's really deadly boring what we do. But
it's family guys on the road.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Missing home.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you miss most about not being home and on the road here?
My dogs.
Really? How many do you have?
Two.
Yeah? And what kind are they?
They're Toy Fox Terriers.
Really?
Yeah. That small.
Wow. So they keep you busy, like the, you know.
Absolutely.
Of course, when you come back, they'll go like, who are you? Get out of our house. Yeah, yeah. Since you've been gone, we have a whole new layout here. Animals take over that way, you know.
Yeah,
they go,
I know.
You know, they come in like scared, and it's like 2 days later, it's our place.
Exactly. Yeah. I have two cats, and it's the same with them.
Yeah.
They are really showing me what to do, but I love them.
Yeah. Well, that's good, you know. So cool. And other things like in Finland that is cool places like for American bands when they go through your area to play at? No.
No. If you come from the States, there is not much to do in Finland. But I love Finland because it's so calm and peaceful place.
Yeah, it's like really calm, really. And sort of like safe, and everybody knows each other more or less. Even in Helsinki, which is the capital and biggest city, it's really small and village type of a feel, some funny way in the city. And summertime, it's really beautiful. It's really, it's
like a postcard.
Almost like a postcard. There's a sea all around it, lots of parks, and it's nice.
It's the best.
Almost.
Yeah. But for Americans traveling there to tour, you don't recommend?
To go to Lapland on wintertime.
Okay.
That's a place to be. Yeah. It's really unique.
Yeah, and you played there a lot, or?
Quite a few times. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How many people are in that venue?
Lapland is not the venue. It's a part of the...
Okay, I'm thinking
world.
It's like
It's like a North Pole part of the world. Okay. That area. But there are cool venues. But if you...
It sounded like a venue to me.
Lapland. Yeah, it might be.
Maybe Lapland. 300,000 people.
Exactly. The biggest
venue. Best sound system in the world.
And North Lights. Northern Lights, yeah.
Oh, yeah, the Northern Lights. Yeah,
yeah, they're over there.
Yeah.
But it's...
We can't see them here in America because... well, you can, I guess, when you get out of the cities. You know, we've got so much light. Like in Chicago, all you see is, you know...
The same thing, of course, in Finland. In cities, you can't see them. But if you go to countryside, then...
Cool. See, I'm learning stuff on this edition of JBTV, you know. So anyhow, we have a lot more music. Stay tuned. This is your alternative show from downtown Chicago. Did you have fun on the show?
Absolutely.
Yeah? Any last comments you want to get in that we didn't get into the show?
Last comments always sound so fatal.
This will be the last comment
let
ever.
Let me call my mama first.
Thanks for having us. It was fun.
Well, it's been a pleasure having you here. Thanks for being on JBTV.
See you next time.
One of the finest bands, and you have a website and everything that you are
everything.
Working on?
Yeah, apocalyptica.com or myspace.com/apocalyptica.
And how do you... Well, thanks for being on JBTV.
Thank you.
Next week, another brand new show. Hope you've enjoyed this edition of JBTV. Till next time, it's Jerry Bryant signing off from the Windy City, downtown Chicago. Bye-bye, stay high, but of course, keep on rocking and rolling with one of the finest bands anywhere in the world.
And Lapland.
And Lapland. Where they have lap dances.
Yes. We need to put up that kind of a venue.
At the Lapland Convention Center.
Yeah, exactly.
JBTV.
Franco, the JBTV podcast, where we bring you the best music, the best interviews, and it's all unscripted and totally unrehearsed. Follow us on all the social media and spread the word. This is JBTV Music Television, the JBTV podcast. JBTV.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.